Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Recovery is the buzzword at a gathering of local economic leaders today. Governor Patrick is convening a summit at the Boston Federal Reserve Bank with a focus on long-term economic development and job creation. The former head of the Boston Fed, Kathy Minahan, will lead the first panel. She chairs the Governor's Council of Economic Advisors and joins us this morning to preview the summit. Good morning, Kathy Minahan, and thanks very much for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
The panel you're leading, as I understand it, will examine the current economic situation in Massachusetts and across the U.S. How do you see it right now?
It's a very unique moment in time. It'll be a while before we know when we actually bottomed out. That'll be determined with a good deal of hindsight. But there are lots of signs in the stock market, in the credit markets, a little bit in housing, but we still face a lot of challenges, a lot of headwinds. And some of the reasons why there are some good signs have to do with fiscal stimulus. So there's the question of, is the economy recovering underneath? And we've had some recent kind of back-and-forth signs about the state of the economy of Massachusetts. And we would like to do as much as we possibly can to help the state emerge in as healthy a fashion as it can with the rest of the country.
Some economists think that Massachusetts will lead the country out of recession. What's your view on that? Will we lead? Will we lag? Will we just be on pace?
Well, let's put it this way. In the last two recessions, the state suffered worse than the rest of the country because of the mix of businesses that we have. It's, I think, a widely held, and I believe this is accurate, that that's not happening this time. Whether we lead the rest of the country, I think, remains to be seen. We have had some revenue surprises, maybe not quite the rest, the right word, disappointments, I should say, in September. And I think it's been well recognized by the administration and in the media that we've had some state revenue problems that are not quite in sync with Massachusetts really leading things. However, we've got a great mix of businesses here in the state, and there's every reason to assume that we won't lag the rest of the country. We just would like to get the state moving in this sort of period of uncertainty.
There's great concern across the country and, of course, in the Commonwealth that this is going to be a jobless recovery when it comes about, that there won't be many new jobs created for the new economy, so to speak. What's your view on that? Will we see job creation in this Commonwealth in the near future?
I think the nation faces a real employment problem. We created a deep hole in this recession. There's a lot of excess capacity out there. Businesses were burned badly by the deep decline that we experienced about a year ago, and they're naturally hesitant until they're really sure that there's actual robust demand out there. I think they're really hesitant in the hiring process. It's really hard to be hit as hard as we were at the nation and in the state a year ago. That said, once there is confidence that the state is moving ahead, that the nation is moving ahead, businesses will begin to hire. At some point, there will definitely be job growth. That will be dependent upon the underlying pace of demand and on the confidence that people and businesses have.
And there's no way to predict, you think, as to when that's going to occur.
Most forecasts see the unemployment rate rising a bit before it starts to fall by the end of 2010. I have to remind you, though, Bob, we haven't seen this deep of a recession, this high of an unemployment rate, this level of unused capacity in a long time, in my lifetime, really. I mean, we've reached unemployment rates like this briefly in 1982, but the situation was not the same as it is now, particularly as it regards the consumer and consumer confidence. I want to just point, too, that this one reason why I think this timing of the summit is really important is because confidence is really at issue now. Businesses, people around the state need to understand that the leadership, both public leadership and private leadership, is really focused on getting the state out of this.
If it is all about confidence, if turning the economy around, if job creation is all about building confidence so that businesses can feel good about hiring workers, so that businesses have a reasonable expectation that they're going to make a profit in the hiring of workers, what do the political leaders attending today's summit and all the summiteers need to do, need to say coming out of it to bolster confidence?
Well, obviously, confidence isn't the whole thing. There actually has to be, you know, real things going on, real demand, real work getting done. We need to set some very short-term goals for things that, at the margin, will help the state. In the end, obviously, the nation will drive both its own recovery and the state's recovery. What we want to do is find things at the margin that we can all put our shoulder to the wheel on and get done in a relatively short period of time, in the next 18 months, that will help the state emerge in a better fashion.
Kathy Minahan, former president of the Boston Fed, current chair of the Governor's Council of Economic Advisors. Kathy Minahan, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.